of the Fourth Estate. If the hacks are as one, then it's horseshit. The Master. The media coverage of Caroline's speech was almost unanimous. She had acted bravely and shown herself to be not just another member of the cynical and out-of-touch political establishment. The Guardian's political editor, Jonathan Friedland, wrote that Mrs. Phillips has not tried any special pleading or expected the country to treat her differently just because she happens to be gay. Her personal courage reminds one of... Well, it doesn't remind one of anybody else, and that surely is the point. The Times leader-writer felt that if Mrs. Phillips' partner is found guilty of the crime of which she is accused, she will have caused just as much hurt and destruction to another family as if she had walked out with a gun and shot a cyclist down. As for Mrs. Phillips herself, she seems to be a modern, forward-looking enthusiast for Britain's relationship with America, and we welcome her candidacy for the leadership of her party and the country. Certainly she cannot do worse than her woeful predecessor. The Sun's headline read, Sexy Caroline, I'm free. Only the Daily Mail did not join in the general enthusiasm. Its front page asked the question, Is she really gay? In an opinion piece, the very elderly Sir Stephen Glover referred to widespread rumours that Mrs. Phillips' much-advertised sapphic enthusiasm is just a clever marketing ploy. The names of various possible boyfriends have been circulating at Westminster for some time. If she does indeed win her party's leadership and then brings a boyfriend with her into Downing Street, she will have proved herself just another cynical female con artist. Still, for the moment, there was a general groundswell of warmth and affection for Caro that couldn't be misunderstood. Soon afterwards, Ulwin Grimaldi called a special conference of the Labour Party at Stoke-on-Trent, where, with clear majorities from the Parliamentary Party and the Socialist Clubs, plus the support of the public sector trade unions, Caroline Phillips trounced her only serious rival, Gloria Di Piero. To widespread surprise, David Petrie chose not to stand, but instead called on his supporters to back Mrs. Phillips, whom he described as a loyal comrade who understands the reality of power and has developed policies that will enable a modernised Labour Party to achieve its ends. There were rumours that the new leader intended to appoint him Foreign Secretary.